should say is that when this place starts filling up, I'm going to feel a little conspicuous with this big, like, German microphone sticking up in the air.
Listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Your love behavior. very clear. And I can smell it in the wind, 'cause I guess that it's the time. And I saw the way you grinned. Yeah, you were giving me the sign. Yeah, that's the sign of your love behavior. That's the sign.
You do you ever sit and wonder it's so strange that we could be together for so long and never know, never care what goes on in the other one? Said things I felt that I never said. You said things that I never said. So I'll say something that I should have said long ago.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You could have just propped me up on the table like a mannequin, or a cardboard stand up and paint me in a face that you wanted me to be seen. We're down by the existential moment where we saw the couple in the coma, and because we were the cliche, but we carry on anyway. So sure, I could just close my eyes. Yeah, sure.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You don't know me. If I'm the person that you think I am, clueless chump you seem to think I am. So easily led astray, an errant dog who occasionally escapes and needs a shorter leash than. Why the fuck would you want me back? Maybe it's because
you don't know me at all.
Trying to say is
what
I'm trying to tell you. It's not gonna come out like I wanna say it, 'cause I know you'll only change it.
Say it.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all.
You don't know me.
You don't know me at all. You don't know me at all. You don't know me at all. What?
gonna have fun.
Oh yeah. If you enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly, you'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.
We pride ourselves on the high moral standards of our program, and I mean that sincerely. We don't resort to sex or crime or violence or drinking on the programs.
It's great music from the has-beens, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres. From the 1950s all the way up through to the present day.
Yes.
Connect with Alex and the Desperate Hours on Facebook and listen on Thursday evenings from 6 to 8 p.m. Only here on Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial and on the web at WMFO.org.
There's no crime in giving yourself over to pleasure.
One, two, three, four.
Time. Okay, Sarah, I'm dropping you at Emily's, and Josh, you're going to soccer, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, and by the way, when I pick you up, I'll be wearing my short shorts.
What?
No!
Yep, me and my short shorts doing my daddy dance. Your friends will love it.
No!
Well, I might change my mind if you buckle your seatbelts.
Okay, okay, we're buckling up.
See, all buckled.
Whatever it takes, keep them safe. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
War is trouser cuffs too tight. Unfashionable to the end. Drag his egg to light. And that's head bell buckle, yesterday's dreams. The trouble can rub it on ringing a change it is, double tone seems it is, first while they gets on his bike to make a turn before he takes his leave. Up on the A1 by Scotch Corner, just like it used to be. And as he flies, tears in his eyes, his win-win words echo the final take. And he hits a trunk road going around 120 with an iron lamp to break. And he was too old to rock and roll.
Take a man. is Eric from the band Stepanian, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM Medford.
Saturday morning at 5 o'clock as the day begins. Silently closing her bedroom door, leaving the note that she hoped would say more. She goes downstairs to the kitchen, clutching her handkerchief. Quietly turning the back door key, stepping outside, she is free.
We gave her most of our lives,
is leaving,
sacrificed most of our lives. We gave her everything money could buy.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Father snores as his wife gets into a dressing gown, picks up the letter that's lying there, standing alone at the top of the stairs. She breaks down and cries to her husband, "Daddy, our baby's gone. Why would she treat us so thoughtlessly? How could she do this to me?
We never thought of ourselves, never a thought for ourselves. We struggled hard all our lives to get by.
She's leaving home after living alone for so many years.
Friday morning at 9 o'clock, she is far away, waiting to keep the appointment she made, meeting a man from the motor trade.
What did we do that was wrong?